Simon Shin Pei. We did Sefal, we did not do the Mishabur and Sefal yet. So the Mishabur said Katan Aleph. So we had a case where one of the members of the Chotzer was Shochach Bula Erav. He did not contribute to the Erav. Mishabur says, why did we discuss the case of Shochach? We don't give a leniency because the person intended to contribute, and then he forgot that he doesn't need bittul. He still needs bittul. But it's not common lafuke that we only allow bittul in the case of where a person was shochach, but if a person intentionally decided not to join, he can't be mevatel later on. That's not true. So even in a case where a person was hazed, the erev is mahani bittul. And the Mishnah Berurah says in the Sharetzion and Aleph, the raya to it is the bittul mahani afim b'yoyim yesh lo dayan shavus lo arev. Bittul works erev shavus as well. So means if it works erev shavus, means he wasn't a shochach. He knows what he's doing. He decided not to be ma'ariv, and so we're allowing the bittul to work erev Shabbos. Means that bittul is not only a result of the situation of shicha. Okay, so he's mevatel, and he can do this without doing a king any type of oisar lehem. If he doesn't, since he wasn't ma'ariv, he asks in them. Any kelim which were shavus in the chutzner, you're allowed to move. But any kelim, taking kelim from the houses to the chutzner, is aser. See those bittul in tzarchlik, there's b'king and suder. To rak siluk rishusa ba'alma, shemasalik atzimur rishusai, kadeshal yeser leim. So the person is not being makna his rishus, which would then require b'king and suder, but rather what he's doing is a concept of siluk. So Shabbos, what does that mean? That's the word of the Gemara. What does that mean? You can't be misalik yourself from an ownership. I own the rights to X, so well, you know, I'm misalik myself. It doesn't work. You can be mafka or something. You can be makna or something. You can misalik yourself from a choiv that a person can do, but not something which he has a kinyan in. He has a kinyan in the chotzer, which gives him certain rights. He has the kinyan that it's more along the lines of a siluk, that he's as it were making a decision that for this Shabbos he's not really having a dira here. He's giving up his rights to the dira for the Shabbos. A little bit difficult to understand exactly how it works.
Any relationship to Bidl Chamas? If you assume that does not work in the town of Hefker?
There's Ramban who equates the two. Just like over there, like he understands it's an attitude towards the chametz. So we're creating such a kind of an attitude over here also. Fine. My time went to the battle af mishetekshach, and since it's not a haknoa, which you can't do on Shabbos. It's not really a change or anything, so therefore it can be done on Shabbos as well. He has to be about to teach one of them, Cholecha Be'echud. Da'alib l'arminin, kishim avato, rishusa, le'echad mihem, da'ito l'avato, l'cho b'nei achot, shekresh lo yeser aleyim. We don't say, well, there's an umd of the muchach that he's doing this bitul to be matir, tiltol. So obviously he means he mevatel to all of them without him necessarily expressing that. We should argue that he meant it's for all of them. It just happens to be he mentioned to one of them. We don't say that.
After
And if he doesn't, so it doesn't work for that one person, it doesn't work for anybody. So nobody's, that even the person who was about to, doesn't work. That's a risk. That's a, and there's a yeshiva that you can say, Rishusim with Helsa Kulchem. So the Mishabura Mashma and Hey, Mishabura Hey, to the Dairy Shabbat Loy Mahanaka Jamal Kulchem. So, look, this sheet, the first sheet to hold, you have to actually go to, say to each one independently, Abim Avatal. So there's really two chidushim over here. I could have argued, when you say to one, it's not a raya you're saying to all of them. So you have to say to each one. But if you say Abim Avatal to all of them, that works. Saying, no, even that doesn't work. There's specifically an action of bittul, which has to be done to each one independently. The second lashon holds, no, that a general bittul also works. But Tom Kosa Matan, so why would the first one hold it doesn't work? I'm sure the Baal Maruba Kukulai. Al-Kaidi Yomra the Kulchem, Epsha the Kabanos Rak al-Rai Mehem. So we don't trust the Kulchem. Does he really mean all of them or he means most of them? So since that's a usage which is found, so therefore, we need him to say each independently in order to prevent that mistake. So the Taz over here is interesting. If I ask you, where does the Taz talk about the Nusach of Tfilas Rosh Hashanah? You wouldn't say in Hilchos Erevin. But he says, and that's why we say, Melecha Kol Olam Kula, Melecha Kol Olam Kulai. Kol Olam Kula, what's Kol Olam Kulai? Because you would say Kol without the rest, and Kulai, I would think it means only Rav. Therefore we say Malacha Kol Ha'olam Kulai, that means not Rav, but everything. The Pashas L'Kara, according to that sheet, the second half of the thought process, it would say the Kulcham Kulai should work over also, but so it's one of those riddles that either you know the answer, you don't know the answer, you're never going to figure it out. Okay. Mashomer Machaber Reish Asif Rishusim Vitalis Lachem Hotzimer Shayurak Shnai. It's a lotion of Lachem. It's not a lotion of Kulchem, it's a lotion of Lachem. So that it's clearly plural. So, and if there's only two people, that's going to work. If it's five people, we're back to the same problem. I don't know what Lachem means. Does Lachem mean all five, or it only means part of them? But if it's only two people, and Lachem is plural, it has to mean both of them. But he adds in, and we're talking about he's speaking to them. So he's speaking to all of them there. He says, the Kulchem, so that works. Okay. If he's about to Rishus Hestam, so then he's only been about to his Rishus in the Chotzer. When he says chater, he means chater as opposed to the bias. So they can carry from their houses to the chatzar. He could also carry from their houses to the chatzar because he's a guest. So he's not worse than anybody else who's a guest here for Shabbos, who doesn't generate any dinim, and he can carry from their rishuyos to the chatzar. But they can't take from his house to the chatzar, neither he nor they. But his rishus beis, he's kept privately for himself, so they can't carry. He's not the guest in his own home. He wasn't about to his house to everybody else. So this is his own home. So he can't carry from his house to the chatzar. Fine. that, now the Ziyesh Arba says we have to shut his door, say they shouldn't come to mistakenly take out from his house to the chatzar. In a case where he was not about the rishus beis, like we just said, so you know they came from his bias to the chatzar. So then he has to shut the door. If, however, he was without the rishus beis as well, then you're allowed to carry from there. There's no reason to shut the door. He shouldn't come by mistake to moti beisur. Okay. So
to lock or to shut?
I mean, over here is being used, I think it means being shut. Because the other half is like if the chenu, Ella, could, when he wants to go in and out, he could open the door. Mm-hmm. Now, there's one point I want to see in the real local, but let's just see said bays, because it really goes together. In Bitalem Gam Rishus Beisoy, term Bein Hu Bein Heim Lohitzi Lachatzu, Bein Mi Beisoy, Bein Mi Botehen. So if he was Mavato, the Rishus Beisoy, so he gave over his bias for the Shabbos to the members of the Chatzar. So the bias right now is just like another. There's five houses in the Chatzar. Four people were Ma'ariv. The first one was Mevatel, his Rishos Bayis. So each one has their own, they've combined together. And the fifth house belongs to the four people, and he's a guest. So the Chatzar and the Bayis are all owned by the same people, and it's one big Rishos. Ben Huben Heim, Mi Beisoy. Hal Akar Shekziku. Now, we're going to add in the Kenech. But why are we concerned? Well, we are concerned. If he's the first person that carries out from his bias to the chotzer, so maybe what he really is doing is retracting his bittol and using his bias. So that's called being machzik rishos. So the luck is that the first one has to carry from his bias to the chotzer has to be the b'nei chotzer, thereby indicating that he's been mesalik himself. And he's not taking back his right to use the bias. So this halacha that he's allowed to carry is only after that's been done. Had halacha shaziku anshei chotzer is rishusay. Shatziyam ibotayim lechotzer. I'm sorry. Shatziyam ibotayim lechotzer. They don't have to take from his house. They can take from their house as well. But by taking from their house, they're saying that now his bittul has taken effect. If he takes out first from his house, it's going to be a problem. Or vice versa, if he carries some of the chotzer to his bayis, it's also problematic. He can't be the first to do that. So now he's a guest in his bias and in the chatzar as well. Yeah. Okay, well, so what we're going to see later on, in Shin Pei Aleph, that they couldn't carry from their houses to the chotzer because he wasn't ma'ariv. When he's mevatel, he's basically being mesalik himself his rights to the chotzer, and they are taking over his rights to the chotzer. So when they then proceed to now carry out from their house to the chotzer, they are taking possession of his bittul, and that's how that works. Let's just look at the Bir Halacha for a second. Go back to the previous page. Mishnah Tekst. So bittul works on Shabbos. V'alva Gav, he says the nest of the mitzvah of Shabbos. We should argue that the beginning of Shabbos was also to carry, and we should argue that once it's neser, it remains neser. So the phrase over there in the Gemara is actually that Kol Sheneser Mitzvah Shabbos Neser Chol Shabbos Chutzim about the Rishus. So the Gemara speaks out that Bitl Rishus, since it's a whole different concept than Kinyonim, so the fact that it was also beforehand doesn't make it continue to be also. Gamahu is the Birloch of Gamahu. That is going on still Sevalov, right? So, I'm pretty sure Shakosim, the Hu Mutter Lahoitzi Mi Besom, I feel a Kodim Shakziku. So, carrying out from their houses to the Chotzer is indicative of the fact that they've taken possession of the Chotzer. So him, even if he's going to be the one who's going to carry from their houses to the chotzer, so, but the fact that he's carrying from their house to the chotzer, he's saying that they have taken over the chotzer, and he has been misalik as rishus. Fine. Gimel, Sif Gimel. Imenu writes levatul lehem rishusai, ela haskiroi. He wants that that they should rent it from him. So some say, well, that's the same thing. They've now rented his rights to the chotzer, so they take over his rights to the chotzer. And some say it doesn't work. Yud Gimel, Shenu Moyel, some say it doesn't work. Now we're going to discuss that there's a din. If you have a goy there, you have to rent rishus from him. So the first opinion says, well, you can do the same way you can do it from a goy, you can do it from the Yisrael. The second opinion says that it only works by goy, but not by Jew. The Chredim are grappled with why should that be so. So then each one comes up with a different argument. The luck is that Schiris from Malkum works less than a Pruta. By Yisrael, we require a Pruta. So if we're going to allow, we're going to say Schiris by Yisrael is the same as Schiris by Malkum, people will think you're doing less than a Pruta. So that'll be a mistake that you might make. We don't really feel that he's doing this seriously. He just wants to do this as a way to make money. Different reasons. Okay. Comes along the Mogen of Rum. The Mogen of Rum says, in regard to this Mechlekes, whether it works or not, he's going to make a shikl of a little bit of a peshora. The Mogen of Rum said, the Mechol Kuliyama Yochel Lahaskir. If he does it on the weekday, everybody holds that Skiris works. Lagar Mibitl. At best, at worst, say Askiris is a form of bittul, being misalik my rishus. Although Shabbos also lisker the habi mechel kamemker, but you can't do it on Shabbos because of a new problem of mechel kamemker. Now, the Mishabur is going to the Sharetzion points out over here in Sukkot Yod Aleph. You know, you're not allowed to do it, but if you did do it, it would work. And the same with the Mogen Rum, the Skiris really works. So if you did Skiris on Shabbos, which he shouldn't have done, he's going to be over Mechel Chumemker, but if he did do it, the act is effective, and the Skiris works, and they're allowed to carry. But you know, you're Rabbi Pesach, and Skiris Moel is the Yisrael Klal. However, other Chachamim accept the Magen Avraham Shita not on Shabbos but during the week. So in the Sefer Alban, it says, it's not a, it's clearly not, it means you own it. It's not that I'm being mocked at it. It's saying you own it, because that's why you don't have to do any kinyan. So it has to be a lashon of, it's a lashon of bittul, not a lashon of kinyan. Hooray, the fact you didn't do a kinyan. Yeah. Dalad. So let's say the other round that so they weren't ma'ariv, and now the one person wasn't ma'ariv. The other members of the chotzer can be mivat to the rishus to him. So instead of him being mivat to rishus to them, they're all mevata the rishus to him. By doing so, the chatz is only owned by one person. So it was only owned by one person. So one owner, and the chatz, it's not a problem going from his bias to his chatz. So that's an option as well. That so the loch is, he can be moitzi me based on the chatz. But over here, when it's a, they're mevata the rishus to the yachid, he cannot carry out from their batim. Unless they would explicitly say that they're including their bias. But they cannot carry, different than the case before where the yachid is allowed to carry from their houses to the chotzer, because he's joined them and become their guests, but they're not joining him and becoming his guests, so they cannot carry from his bias to the chotzer. I'm sure they cannot carry from their batim to the chotzer, because they're not really guests over here. You can't say that they become the guests of the yachid. Now, who did him ha'yishtayim levad ubitol echad mehem lechaveroi? In the case of there's only two, now the gears over here of af, the word af for the second time is Mishabur is going to take it out. So he's about to his rishus of the chotzer, not the rishus of the bayis. So the mevatel cannot carry out, say, Reuben and Shimon. So Shimon's mevatel. So if it be Shimon's mevatel to multiple people, he becomes their guests, and he can carry from their houses. It's only two. Neither one becomes a guest of the other. So Reuben is now allowed to carry from his bais to the chotzer, but Shimon cannot carry from Shimon's bais to the chotzer. Shimon cannot carry from Reuben's bais to the chotzer either. He's not Reuven's Arach. What about a case that you had multiple people who forgot to be Ma'arav? There were multiple people which were Ma'arav, so now we have a Rabin being Mevatel to a Rabin. So the Bittul will work that the Ma'arvim can carry to the Chotzer, but it doesn't allow the non-ma'arvim to carry from the ma'arvim's house to the chotzer. So the only case which works is a yachid to a rabim. A yachid to a yachid doesn't work. A rabim to a yachid doesn't work. And a rabim to a rabim doesn't work.
Well, doesn't yachid work? Doesn't that look like a normal arech?
What?
Why doesn't yachid to yachid work? That looks like a normal case of an arech. An arech is a yachid to a yachid, typically.
I mean, the idea is he becomes insignificant in the chotzer. He becomes, So in this one-to-one, I'm just as significant as you are. Now, in the case where he'd be mevatel his own rishus, his own bias, it would work, but he's keeping his bias. So that's not such a big difference between me and him. I have a bias, he has a bias on the chotzer, so I'm not his guest. Even the case before a person was keeping his bias, he's allowed to care from their houses, because the mice, he's keeping his bias, but there's many, many people here who have much more rishus than you, so you become insignificant. That's what it means by a reyach.
And Rabin is even like 2 in 20, two people can be mevatel, or and two can carry?
I think so. Because once they made, once they set it up as a number, I can get involved in the numbers. It's just
right, yeah. More than one is.
Yeah, right. More than one is a rabbi. Now the mechaber goes to that scenario of we have multiple people which weren't ma'ariv. So what's the procedure? How to deal with that? So there are two people did not contribute to the eruv. Shechel mevatel rishusam. It's interesting order of the mechaber. He expected him to first present the halacha and then talk in the context of. But he was flowing in the context of this concept of a reyach who can carry the word. By the way, in the case of rabbin to rabbin, X will be true. And now, by the way, let's talk about the case of rabbin to rabbin. Just explain the case. So neither one was ma'ariv. Yichel mevatel rishusam. Shivatel kol echad mehem rishusam lechol b'nei chotzer. So each one is mevatel to all the b'nei chotzer. Beinim mevatelim l'rabim she'ervu. Mevatel shekol echad mehem yivatel lechol echad. Beinim mevatelim l'echad shelo erav. We could have a case the rabbi is mevatel to one individual. So, or the rabbi is mevatel to multiple individuals. Now, it's only relative to mevatel multiple individuals if those individuals were ma'arev. So now, mevatel the non ma'arvim, mevatel to the ma'arvim, and now the ma'arvim can, since they're ma'arvim, until they can carry. We're not for these other fellows. These fellows were mesalik himself to a bittel. But what about a case where the mevatel yachid, the mevatel yachid was a ma'arev? Because once he's the only owner, so he doesn't need an erev. But if you have, what you can't do is you have two people which weren't ma'ariv, and the other members of the chutz are mevatel to those two people, but you didn't solve your problem, because these two people still can't carry, because there's two people here in the chutz who own the chutz who weren't ma'ariv. Okay. Whether the mevatim are rabim, ve'erev which were ma'ariv together, benim who yachid shlo erev, or there's only three people in the chatzar, and number three was mevatel to the other two. Sherei aflach or shivatlo lehem hem shnayim. You still have two which cannot carry because the two people have rishus on the chatzar. Ve'echad or sachavera. I feel Omer Lecha, and he mevatel lecha, amanasha taxer, and mevatel lecha bercha, and a moil. So now it's going to come out an interesting din. So there's Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, who were not ma'ariv. So Reuben comes as mevatel to Shimon. Amanasha, Shimon is giving mevatel to Levi. So now it comes out that eventually Levi is the only person who has ownership. But when Reuven did that, there were two people had ownership. So his bittul wasn't effective. So it doesn't work even like retroactively when Shimon goes to Levi. So now we have Shimon was mevatel to Levi, and Reuven was mevatel to Shimon. Who's mevatel to Levi? It doesn't work. We have each person has to go to Levi, mevatel himself to Levi, and then it works. Yeah.
It didn't work. I thought if we have two who were in battle, then just give them the gun.
Two weren't mevatel can be mevatel to the one. But it has to be that they're being mevatel, both are being mevatel to that one. Over here, Reuben's being mevatel to Shimon, Almanas that Shimon goes and is mevatel to Levi. So Reuben gave over his rishus to Shimon. That Shimon's going and now taking everything that he has, which is his own and Reuben's rishus, and mevatel to Levi. So that doesn't work. Reuben has to mevatel to Levi. Shimon has to mevatel to Levi.
Shimon was married, or Shimon was not married?
In a case where
in this case,
no, they weren't married.
So ultimately, if Shimon and Levi were both not ma'ariv, and yet we have a takana, if they're both mevatel to Levi?
If there's three people in the chotzer, and nobody is ma'ariv.
Or even all but two. I thought as long as they were all but two, then you can't be ma'ariv to either of those two, to mevatel to either of those two, is what we're saying.
Correct. But let's say you had five people which were ma'ariv and two people which weren't ma'ariv.
Right.
And now the five which were ma'ariv are mevatel, it's just to one of the two. Amanah said he'll go mevatel himself to the other one.
Right. So it still doesn't work.
Still doesn't work. Because even though the car at the end, we only have one person who owns it, which works.
Right. So if you have more than one who wasn't ma'ariv, then you can't fix, they have to be mevatel to the ones who were. You can't work the Arvin or Mavato to the Nakta, even to one of the non Arvin.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. If, let's say, you have seven people in the Chatzar, five were Ma'ariv and two weren't Ma'ariv. The five go to Reuben and Shimon.
We're both not ma'ariv.
We're both not ma'ariv, and they're all mevatel the rishus to. So Reuben is mevatel his rishus to Shimon. So we haven't solved the problem yet, because we still have Shimon versus the five. Now the five are mevatel Shimon as well. So now everybody's mevatel the rishus to Shimon. So now only one person has rishus. So that'll work. The case there was that you can't be mevatel to two people. They're not being mevatel to, but they're mevatel to one person.
So you're saying if the non-mevatel fix themselves first, then the mevatel can be mevatel to that one, but not in the other order, it seems.
What?
But in the other order, it doesn't work. If the five mevatel to Reuven, but Shimon hasn't been mevatel to Reuven yet, then it's not going to work.
Well, correct. But I mean, but theoretically, if Shimon's mevatel to Reuven afterwards, that five can do it again, then it'll work.
The
order is ma'akev, but it's not ma'akev because you do overs work.
I understand. But why is the order ma'akev only when it's the first the ma'ariv and then the not ma'ariv, but not when it's. It works if you do the non-ma'arvin or mevatel to one of the non-ma'arvin, and then the ma'arvin mevatel to that same non-ma'arv, but not in reverse. Why is that?
The Mechaber's whole point was that the five can't be mevatel to two. They can't be mevatel to the two non-ma'arvin.
Right,
so they can't do. They can be mevatel to one of the two. The Mechaber said refers to they can't, right. Won't work in this case where they're being mevatel to one of the two. So the shaila is, how do we know what they mean? So if one of the non-ma'ariv, if Reuben was already mevatel his rishus to Shimon, so it's very clear that the five are being mevatel to Shimon. Theoretically, you could get this accomplished the same thing that they would say explicitly: we're being mevatel to you and not to Reuben.
Right, and then the order is not.
Then the order is not ma'ariv.
Okay. Okay. Right.
Okay. It has to be that that's clear that how their bittul is working or who their bittul is to is. To whom is their bittul? I say my grammar correctly. To whom is their bittul? Okay. Okay. Let's just start. You know, let's hold the Mishnah Berurah for tomorrow night.